wiener. Nip nip 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 wiener.
All right. Nip wiener. It's a quarter after two. Let's go live to Honduras.
Nip nip wiener.
And our sports leader.
Nip nip wiener.
Coming off the high. Well, maybe we shouldn't tell him the score. Maybe he doesn't know what happened last night. Here he is. Bob.
Yay!
Bob, 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 Bob.
Are you alive?
What up, Doug?
What's up, man?
How we doing? What's that?
What's up? There he is. That voice.
I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be with you.
Look at those teeth. Look at that face.
You call him from the bathroom?
No, but I did lock myself in the master bedroom here of our accommodations so that you don't hear every single one of my kids going bananas because Dad has to work for 20 minutes instead of taking us somewhere really fun this afternoon. So, you know, everyone's, we're all making sacrifices, as they said on Christmas vacation. I have to sleep with your father. Do you, what was the line? I can't remember the line anymore. Anyway, what's
you've
up?
You've lost it.
What do you want? What's that?
You've lost it.
I've lost my cane?
Yeah.
Well, no, the daughter says I have to sleep with the brother. Do you know how sick and twisted that is? And then Beverly D'Angelo says, well, I have to sleep with your father, and we're all making some sacrifices here. So there, that's the best I can do. I'm sorry.
Boy, he is losing it.
Man.
Maybe we need to skip his start, get his fastball back.
Yeah, it's going to be a while before I'm ready to start again, let's be honest.
All right, so what's the update? When you last left us, you had your new son was with you, but
right.
Wasn't quite officially a Sturm yet because of the feet dragging of the Honduran government. Like, if you think we work slow here in the United States, then you should try adopting a kid from the Honduras.
Right.
So that's when you left us last Friday.
So that was 1 week ago today. At this very segment, I was telling you that. So we have waited now 7 additional days, and how far have we proceeded down the road of adoption?
You said it should be by Monday for sure.
Yeah, that's what we were told. Well, here's what's really funny is merely hours after we got done with our segment on Friday, we were called and told that the judge had approved the adoption. This is very exciting. The judge has approved, and that means on Monday you may sign the official decree with the, I think they call the general secretary of something, something, something. It has to be there as well. So it has to be you, your wife, your new adorable son, and the general secretary will all meet for a ceremony, and then it will be official. And then we can start other proceedings, which, quite frankly, will just give you tired head, but I will tell you they have not begun, because as I stand here on Friday, we are still waiting for the signing party, which is a 5-minute ceremony. And we were scheduled for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Finally, yesterday, I said, you know what? I've got to do something here. I put on my blog, if people are bored and want to see what a routine day is for me in Honduras, it's the same every single day. So today, Dad said, you know what? Screw it. We're going to the beach, G. And So we hopped on the plane and we went to Roatan, even though we still have not signed the final decree. So that means on Sunday we will fly back to Tegucigalpa. We have been assured on Monday at 1 we will have the signing party a full 7 days after they said it would happen, which was a full 3 or 4 days after it was originally scheduled. So I want to tell you I'm way down the road of adoption since I've been away from the show now 2 full weeks. But the truth is that most of this has been just waiting and waiting and waiting. And so we will fly back from Roatan to Tegucigalpa on Sunday. We will sign on Monday. We will fly back to Roatan, which is where I am and have been for at least 90 minutes now since our plane landed.
So what's that? And that's a little island off of Honduras?
That's a little island that is apparently paradise, at least by Honduran standards. And I certainly don't want to get carried away with my reviews here 90 minutes in. I want to give it a chance, but right now I'm kind of wondering where the gold at, if you know what I mean. But
you're underwhelmed.
Let's all remember comparisons. Comparing it to where I've been the last 2 weeks, this probably is paradise.
Okay, I just Googled it, and I think you're going to like it, Bob. I'm seeing some pictures here I think you're going to like.
Well, the pictures are really impressive. And that's, boy, that's Mark.
Hi, Bob.
Lou Gehrig to this Wally Pip, right?
No, I don't think you have a thing to worry about, my friend.
That's because you'd never give up that 7-month-a-year job of yours for toiling away in the mill 3 hours a day, right?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, bro.
No, the pictures are sweet. I just, I really need to tweet what I can see from my patio. It's, this is definitely first world problems in a third world area. But
there's an image of a place called Half Moon Bay West End Village in Roatan, Honduras. I must say, it does look awesome.
Yeah, you know what, and there's some pretty cool looking stuff, but I'm going to need to get out a little bit, and any one of these places, sadly, you're so isolated that if your kids want a snack, as kids are wont to do, in any language, then you're kind of looking around saying, oh, I suppose we could go down and get you a $12 cheeseburger at the one restaurant here on the property, or I can figure out taking a cab to a grocery store, which is not really a grocery store, and trying to work out currency exchange and language issues, and whether the cab driver's ripping you off on the fare, and just all the fun things that go with my little project. But
teach them how to climb a tree and get a coconut.
But the good, yeah, well, crack open a coconut, man. The world is your snack. But you know, hey, the good news is that Aaron Rodgers looks sharp, and you know, life is pretty good there. So it does look like I am able to pull off the sling box experience. I am happy to say Sons of Anarchy is back with a vengeance, and you know, it's the little things in life. I have about an hour to maybe 90 minutes a day earmarked for Bob, which is kind of nap time, and then when all the kids finally get down, that last 30 minutes as you're just beaten to death after your 12th straight day of 15-hour days of balloons and puzzles and whatever else you're doing. And those 90 minutes, I have to tell you, iTunes, thank you. Thank you for posting Sons of Anarchy the next morning for $1.99. That's wonderful. And, you know, like I said, got to watch the Packer game last night on a little 17-incher, and it was in English even, and it's all good. It's all good, bruh.
I'm sure you're dominating in hide-and-seek, though, right? Just like Jordan in the 90s.
Dude, I am the greatest hide-and-seek player, but I am finding that my size is not assisting me quite like, there's only so many places to hide for a guy who's 6'4". So it's like Jordan near the end. Let's put it that way.
Okay, now Bob. Hey, Bob, it says here, I'm looking, if you can get to French Harbor on Roatan, they've got a very big grocery store and a Wendy's and an Applebee's. So there you go.
You know, it's funny. I passed a Pizza Inn on the way in. It's actually like Pizza Inn, home of the Sterminator.
Yeah, did you go ask for the Sterminator? Yeah.
Sterminator special.
Actually, like, they have locations, and I don't know this for a fact, but I'm pretty sure Pizza Inn doesn't go much further than the Metroplex, but it has it may be a big portion of Texas, but it's a very regional area, and somehow one of the owners of Pizza Inn, I think, bought a place in Roatan and then opened up a very odd side franchise in on the island in Honduras of Roatan for Pizza Inn. So they know JoJo down here. They may not know the Sterminator. Let's put it that way.
If I could
produce identification that says, in fact, I am the Sterminator, I feel like I should get a free pizza in any language.
Mark that.
You can mark that. Yeah. He said, in fact, I am the Sterminator. Last week you reported, and this is appropriate today because, Brett, you're 9/11 baby, right?
No.
Oh.
Maddie's the 9/11.
Oh, that makes sense. That's right. 01. Well, it's appropriate anyway. I was trying to do a segue like Norm. But so Brett is Maddie's sister. Maddie is your 9/11 baby. 9/11 is this weekend. And Brett, you informed us last week, was wondering aloud to you when we could take this new kid back.
Yeah.
We're kind of done with this. It's been fine, but we're tired of him. 7 days later, where are we at?
I feel like reality is setting in for Brett, and I feel like our new little guy, who I still it's not official till Monday, so maybe next week we can look forward to the unveiling of his suspiciously American name, even though we haven't doctored it at all. But anyway, the new little guy, he, let's just say, has not been corrected very often in life, and has not necessarily had a whole lot of rules and a whole lot of fragile things, and boundaries, if you will. So we're working on establishing that, but at the same time, not
can we have an example? Like, is he stealing,
grabbing toys, grabbing food off plates?
Yeah, well, that's certainly happened. But I will tell you what's really interesting is a just barely 5-year-old boy in Honduras is very, very learned in the ways of potty humor. I feel like we're learning here that we are all humans, and whatever language or socioeconomic boundaries we may think we have in life, the fact is, walking up to your brother or sister and kind of squatting and then kind of doing the sound, like you might be dropping a deuce on them or something like that. That's funny in any culture.
It's universal. Oh, that's great.
So let's not limit it to just number two. Sometimes you can just go up there and simulate number one while you're at it with a little, that sort of thing as well. So
he's found what his crowd likes. He knows his audience.
He even thought he heard the term boobies yesterday.
What?
I will tell you that apparently that term translates because he walked over to my wife and pointed right at her self-contained life preservers, I suppose.
All right.
And was very quick to point out that that mom has some. In Spanish, of course. So it's a process. And if nothing else, and I say this with great sincerity, if nothing else, this time and tedious, monotonous, ridiculously anti-ADD monotony, it is at least getting us all in a sped up, let's get to know each other session that is really 15 hours a day, and we're trying not to cop out to TV or electronic stimulation just because I think that's a really bad idea for a hyperactive little kiddo anyway, and so you're just trying to. I mean, it's a really amazing thing. I don't mean to compare this to prison time, but I did feel on Twitter yesterday that I should share with everyone just a quick thought from Avon Barksdale, which if you saw the quote, bear with me. If you didn't, Avon lets us know that there's only 2 days that matter in this process, the day you go in and the day you get out, and every other day you're just trying to get to the finish line, someone sent to me on a response that indicated that shouldn't your kids be the ones that are kind of complaining about the monotony and the tedium of being stuck in Central America for what could be a month, or it could be slightly more than a month. And my response to him was that absolutely they should. But it's like signing up for a marathon. you sign up for a marathon, and maybe Mark could understand this. Maybe any other marathon. I'm sure Groobs has run a marathon since I left, so maybe Groobs can understand this. But running a marathon is something you do sign up for. It doesn't make it easy. It does. There's a time on mile 9 when a blister starts, or mile 14 where you're just beaten to death, that it's extremely, extremely, every definition of the word beating. So, yes, I did sign up for this, and yes, I'm happy we're doing it. And yes, I think at the end, this will be a perfect story to tell our kids, including our new one, the story of going to Honduras in 2011. But yes. Here at mile 9, and I anticipate in a week it will be at mile 14, maybe. It's a beating. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a tremendous beating. So there.
How much do you miss work?
I miss you guys a ton.
Even Tom?
What's that?
Even Tom?
Yeah, even Tom. I heard Tom's voice today, and I thought, gosh, I did not appreciate Tom enough when I was there, and this is going to change everything.
Well, that'll wear off. That'll wear off in 2 hours when you get back.
Maybe. But when I'm gone, I think of Tom, and I think of his quick walking and his obvious thoughts in the show meeting about are we going to talk Cowboys today and all that, and I kind of miss it. And I wish Tom would call me once a day and ask if we're going to have breakfast and then lunch and then dinner today.
Did the sun come up this morning?
Well, let me make you smile what you just missed off the air, at least.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, it was good
stuff.
Yeah,
that was a pretty big one.
We had a Tom moment where he told me we got to go during the middle of a Tom Grieve answer. And you know how those things usually go.
That is really something I've grown accustomed to. And
we had a wonderful yelling match off the air.
Well, that was
part of the game.
One of the bigger ones, Bob. You would have really appreciated this fight.
It wasn't good.
Oh, really?
Because Tom didn't back down. It was Dan v. Tom. It was fight night.
Yeah, I needed you.
Wow.
Usually he'll down better when you're here with me.
But Donovan didn't say anything.
But Falwell and Donovan just backed away.
I just went in the corner. Yeah, I went in the corner and I cried.
Like the kids saw the parents.
Mommy and Daddy are fighting.
Started
what
sucking my thumb. I was really, really hurt.
Well, I'll come back and defend your honor, Tom. I promise.
Thanks.
How was that Chili's, by the way, yesterday? How's the Chili's Honduras? How's the Chili's Honduras menu looking? I saw the twit pic.
Yeah, the Chili's in Honduras, I have to tell you, that's about as close to fine dining as we've come, because down here, and stop me if I told you guys this last week, but down here, the only place, the only place you can play is inside these fast food places. And so every day around noon, our driver comes and gets us, lest we fall into harm's way, and takes us to any number, and let's see, I think this week, Pollo Campero, boy, they've got a giant playground, but they don't waste any money on air conditioning at this playground. KFC has the greatest playground ever, so we went there as well. I said no to McDonald's and Burger King this week, thankfully. Where else did we go? I think we did Pizza Hut again. We went to a couple local Honduran places that aren't chains that you would know of, but it's just, you get there at noon, and you let the kids play till they're all beaten and, they're at the playground. And then about one, you try to make it take 2.5 hours to go to a fast food place. And all these places also offer free Wi-Fi. So that's why my Twitter ability is still going well. But the kids just play in these giant tube playgrounds. And then they all have these little tiny soccer fields for kids. And that's what you do here. You order your pizza, and they take a bite, and then go back and play, and you sit there and refresh to see if Tweet Grooves has said anything real clever about Ian Kinsler going yard. And,
of course.
And, you go on with your life, you know?
You know what's weird about – so Bob on Twitter – oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, in this week – I had to lay the smack down and say, you know what? Let's try out this siesta thing. And because last week we just assumed no one needed a nap. And our new little guy, it's tough to get real detailed. I'd love to watch like a one day in the life documentary of my new son, even from last week, just or 2 weeks ago, just to see what his life was like and just to know I don't know, just to know what he's used to. That would be so helpful, but we get almost no information in the handoff. So you don't know if he naps. You don't know what food he likes. You don't know what shows he watches or if he even has a TV. You don't know if he, you know, you don't know anything about him, so now you're trying to speak your Spanglish, and he's trying to figure out what you're trying to say, and, you know, you go back and forth. But anyway, the nap was something that I know Central America really enjoys. And something that I am bringing back, like Charles Manson stole it from the Beatles, we are stealing it back. And nap time is awesome, guys. I have to tell you, it's really, really awesome. The place gets quiet. Sometimes Dad has to show his teeth a little bit with a big, let's quiet down, pep talk here, a little Pacino maybe. But you get everyone shut down, and everyone fights it, but then within about 1 minute of their head hitting the pillow, they're out cold, and it's like 90 minutes. And some days, I'll crank out 15, 20 minutes of a Wire episode. Other days, I'll hibernate a little bit. And you wake up, and now you've knocked it. You've made 90 minutes of this day disappear, which I feel like if I was Avon Barksdale, I would definitely be a napper as well. But it's a total game, and it's really, I know this is probably in none of the books about adoption or parenthood or being a good dad and all that, but if we're all going to be honest with each other, part of the game is just getting through the day, right? Part of it is getting to bedtime, and you don't want to say that at wake-up time because that sounds so shallow and selfish and everything, but if everyone's got just a tiny shred of selfishness, right? And in my case, it's probably a little wider than shallow. And I would just say that I really enjoy nap time, and it just accomplishes a lot of good things. So let that be today's lesson. Naps are good. I know it's not great for a midday show, but for society, I think naps are the next big thing.
Well, we want you back.
Yeah.
We're sorry that you're beaten down. Sorry and amused. We're sorry, but not so sorry that we weren't rooting real hard for the Saints to convert that final play and score a touchdown and then the two-point conversion. We would have loved to hear beaten Bob by, not just beaten in life, but beaten by the fact that the Packers coughed one up that they should have had, unfortunately.
I have to tell you, I don't like this position as a Packer guy. I don't like it when they're good. I've dealt with this for many years. I kind of like the Cowboys this year are in a perfect spot. Perfect spot, coming off 6-10, but they have a lot of talent. And if they go 10-6, now you feel like the year is really good. But if you win a Super Bowl, and I know this is also first world problems, but if you win a Super Bowl and go 10-6, you really had a disappointing year. And so I don't like it. As a guy who's always cheered for a bad NFL team, or at least as a child, the Packers were always bad. They never made the playoffs until I was 23 years old. I always like the position of coming off a nice 6-10 so you can sneak up on people and not be their biggest game of the year. So I'll tell you, I'm not sure I like this right as it is, but dang, that Aaron Rodgers. If you're going to be a fig jam, you might as well be good, right?
Dude, you broke this story to us, but how about Bobby Ryan?
Oh my gosh, dude.
Can you believe that?
I broke that story to you.
Yeah, we were sitting
meeting. I saw it in your Twitter 10 minutes before
and
the show.
And Mark said, I think someone hacked Bob's account. He's like,
wow,
this is like a joke. Like Bobby Ryan. He was young.
Man. I mean, you want to talk about a class dude and a friend of the show. And I did his last game, man. I mean, how weird is that? The night before I left for Honduras, me and Bobby did the FC Dallas game against Kansas City. And it was a great game. And, said goodbye to him. He told me that next weekend will be his first weekend without a game since, like, April. So he's taking the kids and the wife on a vacation. And
he's 35? And it was a heart attack? That's bothersome to me. Very bothersome to me.
I swear, I know people, when someone dies, people make crap up about how great a dude he was. This is not being made up. Bobby Ryan, and I know Groobs had my back on this.
Totally.
Knew him real well. We knew him well. I think everyone at the station knew him on some level. For crying out loud, Bobby was at that SMU girls game, or the girls game when we played the girls. Bobby Ryan was there. I don't know. Heartbroken for his family. I mean, 35. It's just, he had that. It's weird how I'm getting news this week. I'm getting emails from people saying, hey, did you hear about Bobby Ryan? And then the next day, hey, did you hear Carlos Scraston? And I'm like, good God.
Yeah, how about that?
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
Next thing you know, the Aggies will leave the Big 12.
That's crazy, too. And it's even crazier that Baylor's trying to keep them in.
Isn't it awesome?
It's like Baylor doesn't remember how they got into the Big 12. It's really funny. Sports. That Bobby Ryan thing rocked my world. I'm kind of happy I wasn't there that day. I'm happy I wasn't doing the show because I probably would have got real serious and real sad. I mean, it's a horrible, horrible thing. And I'm not sure I've had a guy who I consider, gosh, I mean, we call each other two or three times a month. So that's pretty, you know how often I call people, which isn't very often. So that's a pretty good buddy. And, just to see his life end just without warning. And I don't know. There's no way to talk about it without getting real serious. But,
well, it's reality. But, we don't like reality. We like sports to be the most important thing, and whether or not a team wins to be. I just
don't think I've ever had someone that close just have their life end like that, and that was tough to take. So I believe his funeral was today or this morning, in fact. So that's just that's. That's really sad. That's really sad, and condolences to anyone else who knew that great dude. So,
well, sorry to end everything on such a downer note, but
yeah, you want to get back to like Jermichael Finley or anything, or how should we do this? Is everyone taking the Jets on Sunday? What's going on?
How's your fantasy team? Are you in a fantasy league this year?
No, I got nothing.
Man,
no one invited me.
This adoption.
Like, did the show end?
You can,
the show's fantasy league ended?
The show's fantasy league couldn't go on without you.
We were going to have TC draft for you. And everybody...
In fact, we've stopped talking sports without you.
All right. Well, I guess we could do this again next week.
Let's do Ask Sports Sturm next week. What?
You guys want to hear something cool? Let me end with this. I'm going to participate in a payoff. I don't know if I should talk about it on the air because maybe it'll screw up the payoff. But I've been told that one of these next steps can go way faster, wink, wink, if I grease the wheels a little bit.
Oh, really?
And I said, how much? And they said, probably $100. And I said, $100?
Are you kidding? Like they thought that would be, they shouldn't mention that to you? It might be too high?
They thought that might be too much. And I said, come on! Let's get this going. Tell me how much it will take to get this thing going. I want to get back.
Well, I hope they don't.
Work.
If they're listening, they should up that offer. They should up that amount because he'll pay a lot right now.
I am sports. Yeah, star.
You have to give him Brett.
What's that?
Whoa, dude!
What if you have to give him Brett?
It would seem to defeat the purpose to only come back with the same number of children, wouldn't it?
I know, right?
You're dumb. All right, boys.
All right, well, good times. Tom will make you pick games so that hopefully you'll have to wear a suit.
Yeah, what's that deal?
We're going to do that same bit.
How many games?
Three games plus the Cowboys game.
We're adding in.
We're picking the Cowboys?
We're adding in the Cowboys game.
So we're going to see if you go Mickey on us or not.
What's the Cowboys spread?
Five.
They're favored.
Cowboys getting five. Gosh, the Jets never beat anyone by more than five. All right, let me think it over. I'm going to go get my sunburn on.
Romo.
All right.
Austin. Yeah, tweet some pictures, dude.
All right, I will. Like of
just of you.
Scenery or just
of the beach.
Yeah, just you. No one else but you.
Your wiener.
Like holding the camera, taking a picture of yourself.
Okay. This is the Marty B picture you want.
Right.
Right.
Doing the kissy lips.
Yeah,
in front of a mirror.
All right, guys. I got to go.
All right. See you later.
Stay safe. Stay very, very safe.
There's Bob in Honduras.
Took up most of nap time, probably.
It's going to take $100. Just
wow.
$100.
That's kind of cool. He gets to do a shady deal with government officials like Clay Davis.
Kind of exciting.
Who want a little money.